Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Isjet Heavy Engineering Limited Q1 FY25 earnings call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Nidhi Shah from ICICI Securities. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Shlok. Good evening. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I would like to welcome you all for the Q1 FY25 earnings call of Isjet Heavy Engineering Limited. From the management today, we have with us Mr. Aditya Puri, Managing Director, Mr. Kishore Chatnani, Full-Time Director and CFO, and Mr. Sanjay Gulati, Full-Time Director and Head of Manufacturing Units. I would now like to hand over the conference to the management for opening remarks. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our earnings conference call today. I hope this message finds you and your loved ones well and safe. We look forward to engaging in a constructive discussion with you. Our quarterly financial results were published yesterday. We have uploaded our presentation on BSE, NSE and our website www.isjet.com today. For regular updates about the company, please visit our website and you may also follow us on social media platforms. Quarterly results. The standalone total income increased by 7% to ₹1243 crores in June 2024 quarter compared to June 2023 quarter. The standalone profit before tax increased by 42% to ₹111 crores in June 2024 quarter compared to June 2023 quarter. The consolidated total income increased by 11% to ₹1549 crores in June 2024 quarter compared to June 2023 quarter. The consolidated profit before tax also increased by 33% to ₹96 crores in June 2024 quarter compared to June 2023 quarter. In the standalone results, manufacturing revenue has increased as there are good orders for all products and additional capacities created with investments in the last years have come into operation. Borrowings. Our fund position has improved. On a standalone basis, we have closed the June 2024 quarter with a net surplus of ₹133 crores as compared to a net borrowing of ₹356 crores at the end of June 2023 quarter. The consolidated net borrowing has also improved substantially. Our consolidated borrowing has reduced to ₹491 crores on 36/2024. As compared to ₹1,066 crores as at 36/2023, that is lowered by 54%. Order booking. Standalone orders booked during June 2024 quarter are ₹1,025 crores as against ₹816 crores in June 2023 quarter. The consolidated orders booked during June 2024 quarter are ₹1,124 crores compared to ₹1,152 crores of orders booked in June 2023 quarter. The orders in hand position is strong. Consolidated orders in hand as on 30th June 2024 is ₹7,741 crores. Of the consolidated order book, 69% is for project business and 31% is for manufacturing business. The order book includes ₹1,316 crores for international orders, which is about 17%. The order book includes the order book of Isjet Hitachi Zosen, which is very good. It has ₹1,022 crores of orders as on 30th June 2024. The order book is well diversified across various sectors and customers. Market demand. The overall demand trend is encouraging and the inquiry position continues to be robust. Export inquiries have also picked up. Philippines project. Most of the plant-related construction works have been completed except for some portion of piping, electrical instrumentation, and partial road, drains, flooring, painting, etc. The plant has manufactured and sold about 3.5 million liters of ethanol between April 2024 to July 2024 so far. The plant is temporarily shut for some corrective actions for some deficiencies in effluent treatment and disposal-related matter pointed out by local government authorities. We hope the plant can restart later in this month. My colleagues and I will be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nirav from Ask Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Is my voice clear?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Right. Sir, first of all, thank you very much for this opportunity. My question is specifically pertaining to a couple of segments. So, sir, just wanted to get some idea, how is the captive power market in India? So, based on your assessment for FY25, how big can be the market for captive power in India? If you can help on this number with some megawattages, it would be really very helpful. Also, according to you, what can be the outlook for waste heat recovery plants in India for next couple of years? These are my few questions. Initially, I will ask for further questions.
So, we think that the market, the captive market will remain, the demand for captive market, the captive power plants will remain robust. This is also because a lot of process industries require steam in addition to power. So it should remain robust. So should the waste heat recovery boilers, the demand for waste heat recovery boilers, because that's an efficiency increasing. It's a move towards decarbonization. So people are investing in that. So we can't give out any specific numbers, but we think it will remain robust.
Sir, according to you, as compared to last year, mm-hmm. how much growth can we see maybe in terms of inquiry pipeline or something like that? It would be really very helpful.
We can't give you any concrete numbers, but we think the market will remain robust.
Got it. So my other question is my other question would be pertaining to boilers for thermal power plant. So the market for the thermal power plant seems to be buoyant, and there seems to be only one player who is bagging most of the orders. Just wanted to check, do we intend to get into that particular market as well?
Are you talking about those large 600 megawatt boiler power plants? Are you talking about those?
Yeah, the last ones. I think the market trend is for 800 megawatt boilers.
Yeah, 600. No, we may do some small packages. We may bid for some small packages, but not. We are not planning to get into those. Big plants.
Big ones like 800 megawatt, because as I believe
we will not be doing that. We might do some small packages, but we will not be getting.
So this small packages include what? What would be the scope of work in the smaller packages? If you can elaborate a bit.
If you are successful, maybe 100 crores.
Scope of work,
maybe things like ash handling plants, maybe some. Small air pollution control, material handling, some piping.
So you are saying that your scope of work would be focused more towards the balance of plant part aspect. Am I right in my assessment?
But only some aspects of the balance of plant, not the complete balance of plant.
Got it. Thank you very much.
The next question is from the line of Nidhi Shah. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible? Yes. Thank you for taking my question. My first question would be the consolidated PAT was 500 million and the standalone profit was 550 million. Can you please help us with the profit of the subsidiaries, how we move from the standalone to the consolidated?
You are talking about the quarterly numbers. Can you repeat the numbers that you just said in millions?
Yeah, basically, could you just walk us through this? From this, how do we get from the standalone profit to the consolidated profit? As in, the what is the profit of the subsidiaries?
Yes, we can tell you the profit of the subsidiaries. So, Saraswati, so you have noticed that in ISJEC Heavy Engineering Limited standalone, there is an other income component of about 28 crores. Have you noticed that, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. So out of the 28 crores, about 21 crores, 22 crores is dividend from subsidiary companies.
Okay, okay, got it. And
So when you consolidate that, it gets adjusted. But if you are looking for profits from different subsidiary companies, I'll just tell you. There are Saraswati Sugar Mills has done about 20 crores profit in this quarter before tax. ISJEC Hitachi Zosen has done 5 crores profit before tax. Eagle Pressing Equipment Company, the Canadian company, has done 9 crores profit before tax. ISJEC Redicam. So all the other companies, there are minor amounts, less than a crore each. And there is a loss in the ISJEC Investments, which actually holds the Philippines companies. So there is a loss of 29 crores there, which is largely a foreign currency loss, foreign currency mark-to-market loss. It is not a realized loss, it is a foreign currency mark-to-market loss. And as I said, the dividend which is received from the subsidiary company, that gets eliminated in the consolidated. I hope I've been able to answer your question.
Yes, thank you. Could you also tell me how is the order pipeline and the inquiries shaping up for this quarter, which is Q2, and for the rest of the year?
It is buoyant right now. It seems that the order booking for the rest of the year should also be good as of today.
So what are the segments that you're seeing maximum growth from? Could you give us some color on how the industry looks as of now?
Well, you know, we supply to a great number of industries, and we are not dependent on any one particular sector. There are some parts of the business that are like sugar machinery and ethanol. But otherwise, we supply to a large number of industries, and continue to get orders, diversified orders from everywhere. So I know there is a little slowdown in chemicals. So maybe we are not getting from one portion of chemicals, but we are getting from the other portion of chemicals or from oil and gas. The composition of orders has not changed drastically since the last time we spoke.
All right. I'll get back in the queue for further questions.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Singh from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Mr. Amijit, you may go ahead with your question. Sir, you are not audible. Mr. Amijit.
Is it better?
Yes, go ahead, please.
His first question is on...
Mr. Amijit, voice is very disturbing. It's very cracking. Could you please listen to the queue with a better network?
Sure, I'll try. Sure.
Now you can go ahead. It's good.
So, yeah. So, my question is on the margin. So, while the manufacturing business, the segment of manufacturing has shown pretty much, you know, robust improvement in the margin sequentially. But sir, the, I mean, absolute margin for the industrial projects business has been hovering around a similar level of 4%-5%. So, sir, what are the steps that we are taking as of now, and what are the levers we have to improve upon this margin profile of industrial projects? If you can delve upon that.
Yeah. So we've dwelled on this earlier, also in earlier calls. We have, as a strategy, decided not to go in for very long duration projects.
Right.
We're going in for smaller duration projects. We're going in for projects which have a comparatively lesser portion of civil and site work, because that is where, you know, most of the difficulties are being felt. And as this proportion of these orders reduces, we can expect slowly, but we can expect some improvement in the margins.
Technology-led.
We are focusing more on technology-led projects, industrial projects.
Right. So can we expect margins moving towards double digits in the next 2, 3 years? Is that something that we are targeting as of now?
Margins
will improve. Margins will improve, but in-
Not double.
But in projects business, double digits are very difficult.
Right. Right, sir. Sir, also, I mean, barring this quarter, if we talk about FY 2025 as a whole, and maybe even the next year, sir, what kind of execution do we expect in the industrial projects business particularly? Because here, I mean, do you see any risks to execution, like, you know, because there have been some moderation in growth in Q1 across the industry. So how do you look at it going forward on a one to two-year basis?
So I think moderation was probably because of the elections and because of the global environment. So I can't comment on what happens in the world. I know there are uncertainties in the world, but we do not foresee any significant changes in the demand. We are also concentrating more on exports, so if there is some fall in domestic demand, we hope that we'll get compensated from exports.
Right, sir. Right, sir. I'll come back in queue, sir. Thanks for answering the questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepesh Agarwal from UTI AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, gentlemen. My first question is on the sustainability of the project margin. So this quarter, you reported a very strong margin in the project business on the consolidated basis. So this 13.5% kind of margin, how sustainable is this?
No, sorry.
Manufacturing.
On the manufacturing.
You're talking about the manufacturing segment?
Manufacturing, right. Manufacturing.
Yeah. They're going to be sustainable.
Yeah, they're going to be sustainable. They'll be around this figure.
So, going ahead, we should be doing a 13.5 kind of a margin in manufacturing. Is that a guidance?
Somewhere there. Somewhere there. Somewhere. Double digit.
Double digit. Okay. Sir, the other question is on Philippines. Is that understanding correct? Whatever the loss we see in the Philippines project, plant under construction, that is purely because of Forex?
So there is an, as you know, the plant operated for some time. It was not operated at full capacity because we caught the season late, sugarcane season late. The there is a 29 crore loss that I spoke about a little while ago for the quarter. Out of that, about 22 crores loss is Forex foreign exchange mark-to-market, which is basically because the Philippine peso has depreciated more against the dollar compared to dollar to rupee. So, that loss, that, I mean, we, it's a mark-to-market loss, it's not a realized loss, but it's a reported loss.
Understood. And we, so once this plant gets operational after this hiccup, should we still see that, 500-600 crores kind of a top line and probably, 25%?
We continue to expect that when the plant will operate at full capacity, starting mid of November, it will do about 500 crores in revenue for a year, and it will continue to have 23-24% kind of EBITDA.
Okay. And so, I want to understand what is the thought process now about exiting this plant, because now the plant is operational and it's been a drag for us for quite a while. And I'm sure managing it from India as a Philippines plant would be also a challenge. So what are the steps you are taking to actually sell your stake in this plant to some strategic partner?
As of now, we are focusing on running the plant well. You are right. It is not the easiest thing to run it from run a plant in a foreign country sitting here. So we are working and focusing on running the plant well. As and when we have any news about disposing the plant, we will certainly share at the appropriate time.
Sure. The other question is to Mr. Puri. So if I look at your order book over last 3 years, it is the flat. So the number order book number is flat. I understand you are focusing more on the manufacturing orders over the project orders, but I don't see such a sharp jump in the manufacturing order book also. So what are your thoughts with respect to your growth appetite? Would we see the growth coming back for HJAC like it used to see over the last decade, or how?
So it's not that we are favoring manufacturing over projects. But it is also true that we are concentrating on technology-led, small, shorter duration projects with comparatively less site work. And I think we, in spite of sort of narrowing down the breadth of the project business, we have still managed to have a good order book in the project business, and we will grow this. So it's like saying that we have exited from certain types of project business, but in spite of that, we've had a reasonable order book. From the other side, from the other project, industrial projects that we are where we are executing.
Sure. And lastly, if you can share what is the current outstanding order book on FGD, and where are we on completion of those legacy FGD orders?
So most of the except for one FGD plant, the two. Two out of the three should be completed within this financial year or the first quarter of next year. Yeah, we'll be completed certainly within this year. The third one will continue for some time.
And how much of the money would be stuck in these projects in terms of retentions or these receivables?
So the two that we are expecting to complete this year. We are hoping there is about 400 crores of milestone link payments which is to be received, and we are expecting to receive out of the 400 close to maybe 325-350 crores out of that in this current year, and maybe 50 crores or so will spill over into the next year.
Okay, sure. I'll join the plan.
Thank you. Again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. I repeat and remind all the participants, you may please press star and 1 to ask a question. We'll wait for a moment while the queue assembles. From the line of Sandeep Bait, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. A couple of questions. The first one is on the Philippines business. Can you repeat how much was the sale of ethanol in the first quarter?
3.5 million liters, please.
But it's not reflecting in the revenue of the...
Yes, yes. Because as Mr. Puri mentioned in his remarks, there is still some amount of work required to complete the plant. The plant is operational, but there is still some amount of work required to complete the plant. And therefore, our auditors, both in Philippines, KPMG, and here, they are continuing to show it in current CWIP and the revenue. Since they are not capitalizing the CWIP, they will be doing that in this current quarter, in the September quarter. They are showing the revenue, not reporting it as a commercial revenue.
Sorry,
so
getting understood
as revenue generated during the trial and commissioning period.
So that's getting adjusted against the CWIP, is it?
So
the revenue which is being generated, how are you showing it in your accounts? I wanted to understand that.
It is reducing the net margin in the CWIP.
It is reducing the?
It is reducing the CWIP by net margin.
So it's getting adjusted against your CWIP.
That's right.
Okay, and in September quarter, will you start booking it as revenue or it will continue?
We expect to capitalize and start booking revenue.
Okay, and how much is the total capital employed in the Philippines project as of date?
The capital employed is asking. Not capital assets, he's asking the capital employed. Let me get the figure, maybe we'll answer you in a
Or you can give me the capital asset figure. That's also okay.
That is that's 900 crores.
900 crores. Okay. And secondly, question for Mr. Puri. Would you like to, given that this is the first quarter for the year, would you like to give some revenue guidance for the full year on a consolidated basis, and what kind of margins can we look at for the industrial project business on a full year basis?
So industrial projects business, we just said that it will be around 13%, it will be double digits, the margin in the manufacturing. And as far as the revenue for the year is concerned, I think last meeting we said that it will be up about 7 to 10%.
Revenue for the year should be early double digits.
Early double digits. Yeah.
Sorry, you're saying revenue guidance is early double digit growth, and margin. I was asking about the industrial project business, not the product business. You mentioned about
product
that.
Product business, we have already said, the margin that is shown in this quarter, we are hoping to be able to maintain.
I understand that. But on the industrial project, how much are you guiding for?
For the current year, it's going to be around the same level. As Mr. Puri said, we have changed into the new philosophy of order booking on technology-led orders. The revenue is going to keep on coming in the coming quarters. Some of it will get reflected in this current year, and more of it will be reflected in the coming years. So it will, for this year, it will be close to the same level also.
About 5%, is that what you are saying?
Yes, please.
5% EBIT margin. Okay, thank you. Sorry, one last question on the sugar business for India. If you can comment on your outlook for the current year.
We would not like to comment right now because it depends upon the cane price, the ethanol policy. It will depend on that. As of now, the agroclimatic conditions for sugarcane seem to be good till date. The agroclimatic conditions are good. The cane crop is in our area slightly less than last year, but the agroclimatic conditions are better.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Kumar from Datamind Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity, team. I just had one question, you know, hopping back on the manufacturing vertical margins. So when I look at on a quarter-on-quarter, basis, your revenue is down from 740 odd crores to 540. Margins are up 370, basis points. So, I mean, how do you sort of explain that? And, specifically, was there any, special, high margin execution or delivery in this particular quarter?
We do not have, so manufacturing consists of a number of equipments, and therefore sometimes high margin orders get bunched, sometimes they don't get bunched. So there is nothing very extraordinary over here, and
except when you're talking about the consolidated.
You're talking about the consolidated numbers here. Now, there is better profitability in SJK Hitachi Zosen, which is part of the manufacturing segment. And there is a profit this quarter in the Eagle Press, 9 crores profit in this quarter. The March quarter, they had a loss. So these two are contributing, besides the contributions from SJK itself, SJK standalone itself, into the margins there. So that is the reason why the margins are better.
So actually, again, I'm sort of coming back to the point which, has been asked sort of earlier, that, 13.5%, sort of margin in recent times, I don't think we have sort of seen that. I mean, what is the sustainable level of margin that, we should sort of assume either for this year or, from a medium term, 2-3 years
perspective? Let us repeat there that this kind of margin we expect to sustain. That is okay. One. Second, Mr. Puri mentioned in his remarks, we have been making investments in increasing capacity in certain parts of for certain products in our manufacturing business, particularly the steel foundry, the iron foundry. Also, the containers business, we have expanded capacity there. We have expanded capacity in the boiler tubes and panels and those places. So all of that capacity is having a good order book, and orders have been booked at good prices, good margins. So that is reflecting in the numbers.
All right, understood. That's very, very helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manas Thakkar from MT Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. So I had just one question on the CAPEX. Like what is your guidance on the CAPEX for this year and the upcoming financial year 26?
This is 60 crores. 60 crores.
60. About 60 crores in the engineering the business in Israel.
This year.
For this year?
Yes. Yeah.
And any plan for the next year? Like till now, has it been planned?
Yes, it comes still to make.
Decide on that.
Okay. So this is 60 crores in engineering business for this year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
60 crores we plan to spend. Some may get spilled over to the next year. The execution may get spilled over to the next year. But as this year, we're probably going to decide about 60 crores of investment. Yeah.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jainam Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, management. I had a couple of questions for the management. Firstly, starting with what was the order inflow of Hitachi Zosen subsidiary?
We'll give you a number,
order inflow of Hitachi Zosen in this quarter? Is your question about order inflow about execution in this quarter? So this quarter on inflow was 71 crores. I'll just put it in perspective. We have large orders in Hitachi Zosen As of 31st of March, we are well booked with 1,050 crores of orders. So in this quarter, we booked only 71 crores. And as of the end of June 2024, the orders in hand is 1,022 crores. So because we are well booked, we did not book too many orders in this quarter.
Okay. And so what is the status of CDPI Philips, Philippines? Sorry.
What is what? Pardon me, sir.
What is the status of CDPI Philippines?
I think we
just gone through that just now.
The plant has started operations. It had trial operations and commissioning and generated 3.5 million liters of ethanol. We have sold us that ethanol. The plant will run at full capacity from mid-November on sugarcane.
Okay.
To summarize what all we said earlier.
Okay, sir. And so the last question is, what do you think about the profitability of Eagle Press and Equipments, considering it made losses in the last 2 years?
So this quarter Eagle has shown a profit, and probably for the whole year it may show a profit. We are putting our best effort to see that the plant runs well. There is a shortage over there in the North American market. People are not deciding orders. Partly it is because the EV car market is not picking up as it should, as people were expecting. And the second thing is there's the uncertainty of the elections. So the prospect is a little uncertain. But we are putting efforts to run it well.
Okay, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Bain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question again. You mentioned that you're looking at early double-digit growth of revenue on a consolidated basis for the full year. Can one assume that the growth rates will be similar for both your industrial project and for manufacturing business, or do you expect manufacturing business to grow faster?
So manufacturing business, I'm repeating what we have been informing earlier, we still think that's what it's going to do on a standalone basis. Last year we did 1,700 crores, this year we'll be doing 2,000 crores. I'm talking about the standalone basis. Is the Hitachi Zosen is going to do better than last year. So on a consolidated basis also we are going to be doing better. On the project business, we are going to be almost at the same level. We'll be higher, but in percentage terms, the growth on the manufacturing will be higher than the growth on the project business.
Right. And when you talk of early double-digit growth, are you including the sale of ethanol in Philippines?
No, we are not factoring that in.
Okay. And you mentioned, 23-24% margin on a 500 crore turnover from Philippines on a full capacity utilization basis. But earlier you had talked about 30% margin. In one of the previous calls,
we had spoken about 27-28% margin. At the moment, this is what appears to be depending on the prevailing prices of feedstock and other things. This is what appears to be what's likely.
So, on a 500 crore basis turnover, 23-24% would add up to say 120 odd crores. And on a capital employed, maybe of about 1,000 crores, that would translate into 12%.
Capital employed, we have got the figure you had asked earlier. It's 743 crores.
Okay. Would it be possible for you to guide on depreciation and interest on the Philippines asset?
It's a new plant which has come up.
Yeah,
we won't be able to guide exact numbers like that.
Okay, no, some rough estimate if you can get some.
I don't have anything more that I can add here.
Okay. And lastly, you mentioned that on a consolidated basis, the net debt figure is about 490 odd crores as of date, or as of June 30th. By the end of the year, would you expect to be debt, the company to be debt free on a consolidated basis, on a net debt basis?
No, it is not going to be debt free. There will be debt. Certainly, it's just Heavy Engineering itself is debt free as of now, and it will certainly be debt free by the end of the year. The standalone company, the Philippines company, will have its loans. The sugar season should be on, and sugar stocks will be at peak by at end of March. It will have its working capital loans. The Hitachi Zosen will have small amounts of loans. But the overall debt position is going to be less than what it is now.
On a net debt basis, you're talking
about. On net debt basis, that's right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. In the interest of time, this was the last question for today's conference call. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I would like to thank everybody for attending the conference. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.